You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. I am literally getting in by the scrape of my teeth. Is that the saying? I think it is. It is Monday morning and I am hoping that you're listening to this on Tuesday. Oh my gosh. I really want to be back to being consistent and life is, oh, Lola, that was a bit rude. Excuse my dog in the background. And I was like, oh my gosh, I really need to make this work. So here we are. It's Monday. You're listening to this on Tuesday. It's all worked. It's all fine. What's the vibe? Do you know, I like to attach songs to things, as you, if you're a regular listener, know. And at the moment, what's the vibe in my head is, what's the vibe? What's the vibe? What's the vibe? What's the mighty good vibe? So there you go. Look, I'm glad that I am jumping into your ears this week before you get inundated with the fear mongering that is bound to happen in the lead up to our Scorpio full moon eclipse on Friday/Saturday, depending where in the world you are, the 5th/6th, for those of you who prefer dates, of May 2023. So today's What's the Vibe? I'm going to talk about the energy of this moon. I am going to hopefully eradicate any looming, impending fear you have about it specifically. And we're going to talk about the nodal aspects of Taurus, North Node, Scorpio, South Node. I know I've done that once before, but I feel it's important to illuminate the key messages, themes, and lessons of this nodal axis while we still have the last few months tying up the lessons of the last 18 months. And I guess that is the main piece to have a look at and take stock of this week in the lead up to this Scorpio full moon eclipse. So when we are in an eclipse portal, as I shared, maybe, hopefully I shared last week, you start with a lunar eclipse and end in a solar eclipse. So there's the new moon eclipse and then there's the full moon eclipse. And that portal tends to be around a 2-week mark. So, you know, you're going to get a lot of people, didn't we just have an eclipse? Yes, that's precisely the point. You're moving through two energies. So we had our new moon eclipse in Aries and now we're moving into the Scorpio full moon eclipse this week. And this is the final eclipse in a series of eclipses over the last 18 months because, as I've shared before, we have been moving collectively through the nodal transit of Taurus North Node and Scorpio South Node. So all of the past eclipses have seen a flavor of Taurus or Scorpio. Now, this is the almost finality in that journey that we have gone through individually and as a collective over the last 18 months. And as I explained last week, we're handing the baton over to Aries in the North Node and South Node Libra, but that's not going to come into full effect until July. So we're in this transitory period, but right now, the theme of this week, the theme of this eclipse portal, the theme of this year, let's be real, is endings. And oftentimes we can look at that word and have such resistance to it, but it's a necessary flavor. It's a necessary energy to ideally get a level of comfort in the discomfort with a level of trust that anything that is falling away from your life is always, always for your highest good in some way. And that's not to bypass the very human, very real emotional and deep experiences that will come up off the back of the necessary fallings away. But it's also to add an element of trust to whatever comes up for you this week. There are going to be some themes. So Scorpio, when we look at the energy of Scorpio, one of my most favorite signs since studying astrology, I didn't understand Scorpio in depth until I studied astrology and I was like, oh, I get it. Scorpio energy is the transmuter. They are here to go to the depths, the deepest of the deepest of depths and extract the gold. And, you know, there's a reason why so many beautiful healers and energy workers and psychics in the world have a strong Scorpio flavor to their chart, because Scorpios, in my opinion, are magic. They transmute energy, right? And it's just innate. They're incredibly good at reading people. If a Scorpio has a judgment call on a person, trust that judgment call. They're incredibly detailed in their way of picking up energetic symbols and signs. Shout out to the Scorpios or the strong Scorpio charts listening, by the way, because you guys get a bad rap. And I think what it is a misunderstanding of the energy of Scorpio being that transmuter, being able to handle the depths, whereas other people, for the most part, out looking in, go, I'm scared of that. You know, Scorpio is represented by, I think it's the death card in tarot. So, and it is the eighth house, which is the natural home for Scorpio energy, is, you know, rules the taboo. It rules the occult. It rules death. So there are, is that energy of, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, but even more specifically, the taboo shadow aspects of self, tension points in your life. And so when we think about that from a broader spectrum, with this full moon eclipse in Scorpio, what's going to be coming to light are deep, 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 deep emotional threads. I like to call them threads, emotional threads that you are moving through in your own life that perhaps you haven't allowed yourself to fully feel. Scorpio is a water sign. So we look at any water sign and they are deep feelers. They're deeply intuitive. They're very, they just are embodied in feeling and emotion. And so the depth of feeling and emotion that you have suppressed in some way in your life may come to the surface this week in the lead up to this eclipse. It's not to make you feel like shit. It's to make you look at your shit. And it's almost like what I'm hearing as I'm speaking this out is there's no avoiding it anymore. And what a relief that can offer us. I'm going to give you an example. So I was interviewed for Boob to Food podcast. My interview will be out in a couple of weeks. And I was interviewed on Friday. And the theme of the interview was all around my personal experience with breastfeeding. And I will talk about that in another episode. I haven't gone into detail with it, but it was a deeply traumatic time. And last year, all I could do was put one foot in front of the other. I was seeing a therapist for a long time and really unpacking the complex PTSD, compound trauma and postnatal depression that I experienced off the back of my birth and then my breastfeeding journey. Now, as you know, I've come out the other end of that and it's felt really good. However, when I had this interview on Friday, it brought up a lot for me and I basically spent the entire interview in tears. And it was interesting for me because I know what energy we're shifting into. So I was like, oh, okay, this Scorpio eclipse for me personally is shining a light on the suppression that I've still cultivated to a degree in the trauma that I experienced last year. And so I sat with that on Friday and went, right, I need to do what I can do to move this through and to feel it. And I cried a lot on Friday. Come Saturday night and I am watching Firefly Lane and the new episodes are out. Shout out to the other Firefly Lane watchers. Anyway, this isn't a spoiler alert at all, but in the second new episode, the breastfeeding experience of Kate Mulaki in the TV show is almost identical to my experience. And so I'm watching this seemingly lighthearted TV show being absolutely confronted with the reality of the trauma that I experienced last year. And I spent that entire episode on Saturday night again, fetal position, Trent holding me in tears, just moving the emotion through. This is what's likely going to be coming up in some way for each of us in some form this week, especially tail end of the week. So it's nothing to be feared. It's actually a really beautiful time to release, to let go. I like beautiful time to just let your emotions take over you. And it's also a really tough time for lots of us to do that because we are in Taurus season, Taurus being the opposite sign of Scorpio. And Taurus, they're solid in terms of they're an earth sign. They are grounded. They are embodied, you know, they're sensual. And when it comes to change, while Scorpio is like, let's transmute, let's change, let's like burn everything to the ground and start again, like for fun. Let's rise like the phoenix from the ashes every second day. Taurus is like, no, I like everything in order. I like things to stay the same. So if you have a tendency more toward a Taurian outlook in life where, you know, comfort, stability, being grounded and things not changing, if you have a resistance to change, I guess is what I'm trying to say, or things just feeling a little out of your control, then yeah, this week might be a little topsy-turvy for you. But it's, again, nothing to fear because you know now what's going to be coming up. So you can acknowledge when you're feeling activated or triggered or you've had a trauma response emerge. You can catch yourself in that and do whatever it is you need to do to feel what you would have avoided feeling in the past. Because this is the tail end of this eclipses in terms of Taurus North Node, Scorpio South Node. There are lots of loose threads, tying up loose ends, things that we have kind of turned a blind eye to and not wanted to fully look at. It's almost that energy of, oh, I know that that thing's there, but I don't really want to face it fully. So I'm just going to avoid it entirely and hope that it goes away. Anything you've done that to will likely come up this week. And so it's time to get quite honest with yourself around where you have played that part in your life. And I'll tell you where I'm seeing it a lot. I'm seeing it a lot with people and their money stuff. Like in my personal life, in just, I am seeing it so much. The undercurrent is the same, but it's playing out in personal lives in many, many different ways. There is a deep undercurrent of tension points, resistance to looking at money stuff. That could be feeling like you don't have enough. That could be debt accumulation. That could be even we're looking at, you know, Scorpio energy. It could take the form of gambling in some way, being risky with your finances, not having a clear understanding of when they're coming in and where they're going out, feeling like you're accumulating debt, almost like treading water, your head barely above water. It's that energy. And the reason that it's coming up a lot with money is Taurus is the archetype around self-worth, self-image, and material gain. And so money and financial security is a huge part of Taurian energy. And then when you're in Taurus season, you are being forced to look at your money. And if you're ignoring looking at your money, then of course the Scorpio full moon is going to bring all of that to the front for you to stare at. You can't dodge this bullet, friends. Look it straight in the eye. And the best thing you can do, and it's something that Jules Ferrari, I talk about her all the time in these because she is my mentor and teacher, and she just teaches me everything I know about astrology. And something Jules taught me is like the gift of a strong Scorpio chart, because I do have Scorpio square my sun. So I actually do have a very Scorpionic chart, is looking your greatest fear straight on, head on, because then it doesn't have as much control over you. Fear takes over when we are avoiding actually looking at what the worst possible thing in our minds could happen. So in the context of this example with money, what are you most afraid of with money? It's very uncomfortable, absolutely, but this is where we transmute. So what are you most afraid of with money? I'm never going to get out of debt. Maybe this is your story. I'm never going to be able to repay my debts. Okay, really face that. And then once you're facing that fear, what are you going to do to circumvent it? What are you going to do so that that is never the case? And then once you have an action plan in order to get yourself out of debt, then the fear lessens. You're not as immobilized by fear. So this is an empowered way to work with fear. And fear is one of the threads of this eclipse. It's like, it for you, it might not be money, by the way. That's the biggest theme I am seeing. And if you'd like to go back and listen to What's the Vibe, Money, 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 it was one of the first What's the Vibe episodes. There's lots of nuggets of wisdom in there and how to work with this transit when it comes to your money stuff. I won't repeat that. But when it comes to looking at your fear around money, it could also be around negative self-talk, negative body image. That's actually what I'm going to talk about in Friday's ep. When it comes to anything that feels dredged in fear, catch yourself in the resistance to look at it head on, because I promise you what's on the other side of actually facing it is liberation. And that doesn't mean you have to face it on your own in a dark corner in your room, like listening to Alanis Morissette, but you can. You know, maybe it's time to get back into talk therapy. Maybe it's time to book in with your beautiful kinesiologist who you have really great conversation with as well, where you can transmute this energy. Like, you do not have to move through this alone. So I'd love if by this time next week, all of us have had at least one session with a practitioner of choice that we feel really safe with, where we can transmute some of this stickiness and this heaviness that comes up. But then it's not enough to sit and have the chat with the person and to move the energy through. You've got to go and make change in your day-to-day life. So if it's around your finances and your money, then are you seeing a financial coach? You know, are you actually changing in your accounts, changing them up? Are you unpacking your money stories? Like, it's not enough to just be sitting and doing all this work in your journal. You've got to then go and put the wheels in motion and do the action so that you feel empowered and so that these energies don't feel as if they are dictating your days, because you have power. You have the power in this. You have the choices to make. And that is the gift of Scorpio energy. That is the gift of this eclipse, is transmuting, extracting the gold, rising like the phoenix. Like, this is the energy that we can cultivate if we are aware enough of how to use it to our advantage. So please, when you're seeing all of the eclipse chat this week, take it with a grain of salt and look at it through an empowered lens. Yes, some shadowy shit might come up. Yes, you're likely potentially going to feel something around money or body image, or depending on if you want to get really specific for my astro educated, this Scorpio eclipse is landing at 14 degrees Scorpio. So what you want to do is you want to go onto astro.com. You want to pull up your chart and have a look where 14 degrees Scorpio lands. What house is that in? Are there any planets in relation to that aspect? And that's going to give you an idea of the flavor that you're going to experience with this eclipse. So for me, I have Pluto in Scorpio at 12 degrees in my fifth house, and it's square my sun. So I'm going to, fifth house is ruled by Leo. Like, my personality, the way that I shine in the world, the creations that I'm here to birth, that's all going to be activated for me through the eclipse. I'm actually quite looking forward to it. It's going to illuminate a lot for me, you know? So that's something that you could do to feel more empowered as this eclipse comes through. What else did I want to say? I just wanted to reiterate this Taurus Scorpio North Node South Node axis. So I've done a pretty thorough job, I'm going to say, I think, of explaining, but just to reiterate, the Taurus North Node is inviting in more Taurian qualities into our micro and our macro worlds. Taurus energy is grounded, earthy, sensual. They are very much connected with the hands. So anything like gardening, pottery, cooking, but also lots of self-care. If you know any Taurian, they've got self-care down pat, right? They know to rest. That's the sort of energy that we're cultivating more of in a micro and a macro sense. And if you've been ignoring those lessons, they are going to come up in the next couple of months until you get it very, very, very clear before we shift nodal axes. Similarly, this Scorpio South Node, it's looking at the undercurrent, the heavier energy of Scorpio that wants to be transmuted. It's those of us who wallow in victim too long, or who like to stay in the mystery of life and don't actually come up and transmute it and shift that energy through. It also can lend itself to addiction. So, and that can look like gambling, as I said, but also any other form of addiction, including social media addiction, I want to say, because we've got a lot of aspects happening in Aquarius as well, which is technology. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I found myself repulsed by how addicted I am to my phone. It's actually messed
messed up. And so I am leaving my phone more consciously at home when I go out, those sorts of things. So catch yourself in any sort of addiction cycle as well. Energies that don't feel expansive and uplifting and inspiring, that feel also being able to, a big theme I'm seeing is like being able to use grief and transmute grief into love, because two sides of the same coin. These sorts of things is what we're trying to harness, like a new relationship with how we grieve, a new relationship with how we move through the shadowier aspects of selves, like not avoiding them, looking at them and working with them. We've all got them. No one's immune to their shadow. So these are the sorts of things that are coming up. Yes, in an amplified way this week and in this eclipse portal, but also over the next couple of months as we shift the nodal axes. So just be conscious of that. But particularly what I'm seeing is money stuff. If you're avoiding looking at your money stuff, you're only going to get yourself into more trouble. Really take a good hard look at it and enlist help. And, you know, if that means I'm just going to speak to what's coming through as I'm talking. But if that means you've been really just slugging away, trying to make a business that you're running work, but it's actually getting you into debt and you're not feeling good about it, go and get a stable job so you can get yourself out of debt. Like that's what this energy wants you to do. If you are needing to review your job because you feel like, you know, who you're working for isn't actually paying you, you're not being remunerated for the work that you're putting out, these are the kinds of things that want to come up. It's like, yeah, money. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to dive all into a really specific thread that's coming up for me with this Taurus season energy around body image. So that's going to be Friday's episode, which I'll dive more into there. I wish you well. I look forward to these transits in a really sick way. No, it's not. It's in an empowered way because they are always, always here to illuminate, to inspire, to liberate. And that's what we're in this game of life for, right? I am at least. All right. Sending you all love and I will be back in your ears on Friday.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.